everybody, Foxbreaker Studios here, and I'm back for another episode. This is gonna be, part 3 of the Winter 2022 LEGO set reviews. We'll be looking at a few different, sets here, but, some city sets, some, other things that we're gonna be looking at, as well as we'll be reviewing the new Sonic the Hedgehog LEGO set, and, So one thing, just an update from last week, because just since last time I had pre-recorded the podcast, and so when I actually checked to post it, I realized actually LEGO's very slowly restocking their they're restocking their LEGO sets. So some of the sets that I said were out of stock last week were actually in stock now. So just thought I would say that. But yeah, they are very slowly making their way through their stock and, replenishing all of it from the holiday season. Hopefully we'll have all the sets back to available status soon. But I guess that's it for the intro, and let's get into the podcast. Okay, so we have a lot of sets to look at today. I'm probably not going to spend as much time as I did on each one as I did, on the other ones. Okay, so I'm going to start off with the LEGO City sets. Probably won't talk about these as long, for each one, but I'll just kind of glaze over them. So, first of all, we're just going to go with the big sets first. So, this is pretty cool. I'm not sure if I'll get this. I'm really not that much of a city person anymore. I got those when I was, seven. But, I'm not really into these anymore. I will say this looks pretty nice. This is the new hospital set. It's just called Hospital. There's no other name for it whatsoever. And it retails for $119.99 on LEGO.com. So that's pretty cool. It has 816 pieces, set 60330. So that's pretty cool. It has a nice little ambulance. The one thing I don't love about the city sets is they're just really ugly. With the new colors that they like to do. It just looks horrible. I don't like the ambulance at all. I will say, though, the actual facility itself does look pretty good. It's not bad. They're also making, a bunch of other just stuff for kids. So, and I'm noticing they're starting to add more minifigures to these sets. We get some pretty cool ones. There's a little bike. Little stunt bike person. There's a bunch of minifigures in here. There's a wheelchair. So that's kind of cool. Then if we go back, we can look at a few other sets. Here we have the Fire Brigade. This retails for $99.99. This looks almost exactly the Fire Brigade we got from 2019, I'm pretty sure. It looks almost exactly the same. The truck is, built very similarly. Except this version is, really kind of dumbed down. Because they make everything for, really small kids now. So it looks, really bad. Anyway, so it comes a little bike, and then the fire car, and then the big fire truck. I don't really like it. There's the police chase at the bank. This actually looks not bad. If you've noticed, they're doing the new road plate things that they're doing for, city building. And I'd say it's pretty good. The one thing that's a little bit weird is, because you have to modify it, because in between each of the road plates, in between each of the road plates that you, if you just stick them together, they kind of go down in between the things, but anyway, it looks okay. It's nice and easy to, because it's brick built, so it looks a little bit better. This set is Police Chase at the Bank, also retails for $99.99 on LEGO.com. This one has the bank, which doesn't look very good, but there's a little helicopter, there's a drone, there's a police truck van thingy, and then there's a getaway van, so yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, so, and then we got a new fire station and a new police station, both, $69.99. They both come with, like, a little, kind of like a truck, and then, yeah, this police station looks, this is the worst police station Lego's ever made besides that, 4 Plus one they made a while ago. Yeah, but this is really bad. I'm really not liking how they're dumbing down all the LEGO City sets. I do get it, though, because LEGO City does tend to be, like, what the little kids get. But, I don't know, I feel like they should do, like, their big LEGO sets line, like an actual city set line, and then, like, the one for 4-plus kids. I don't know. But, anyways, this is, the police station's not bad. It comes with, like, a garbage truck, which is kind of cool, and there's, yeah, there's a few different minifigures, so that's kind of cool, but, yeah, so there's that, and then there's the fire station, has a little fire truck and a helicopter, there's a tree, you know, and pretty basic. And then I'm just gonna glaze over the rest of these ones, because, you know, they're not super interesting. I'll just put off the names and the prices, but I'm not gonna, like, talk about them much. So, Police Mobile Command Truck, it's kind of cool, it's $50. It's pretty, comes with, like, a little buggy and, you know, the truck itself. Then we have the Beach Lifeguard Station for $40. This one's pretty cute. It's a beach set. We haven't gotten one of those in a while. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, let's see what next we have. The, fire rescue and police chase. They're kind of combining both of, like, the emergency lines. So that's kind of cool. So this is $40. Comes with kind of a little hot rod truck, which is kind of cute. And then police bike, fire truck. Ice cream truck police chase, that's kind of cool. I like how they're doing the ice cream criminals. Those were kind of fun, because that was kind of introduced in the LEGO City Ventures TV show. That's kind of cool. That's $40 as well. We have the mobile crane for $40. That's a pretty cool set, actually. It doesn't look that bad. But there was a mobile crane set that we got a while ago that's even better. From the, like, kind of the main town, like, the whole town set. I don't remember which one it was, but, and then got Horse Transporter for $30, it's pretty cute. There's Rescue Helicopter Transport for $30, you know, it's decent. There's the Cement Mixer Truck for $20, that's kind of more for kids, and then there's Picnic in the Park, which is kind of I guess if you could call a LEGO City set a battle pack. It's not really a battle pack, but, you know, there's three minifigures and pretty small builds, so it's kind of cute. It's $20. Fire helicopter, also kind of more aimed towards kids. It's $9, or $10, I guess. There's the police car for $10, the race car for $10. The police car actually doesn't look too bad. It's pretty decent. And then, and let's see, there we got the stunt plane for $10, so I think I'm going into last year now. And then we got the skate park set last year. I'll just talk about it for a second, because that was pretty cool. It was kind of fun with the Coast Guard, the Coast Guard car, and then the little, like, skate park area, so that's pretty cute. That's mostly it for the LEGO City. I'm not really gonna talk about that for that long, because it's not really that interesting. Now we can move on to the cool stuff and get off the dorky kid stuff. So, here, if I pull this up, let's look at the Sonic set. This was one that I thought was pretty cool. This is, as far as I remember, this was, I think this was a LEGO idea set. Here, let me pull it up one real quick. Okay, so here we go. Okay. So, it's Sonic the Hedgehog, Green Hill Zone. I'm not sure if it's the Lego Ideas, but I'm guessing it is. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. So this is retailing for $69.99 on Lego.com. This is an exclusive to Lego.com, as far as I know, but I'm not sure if it actually is, because I've seen, like, sets where they say exclusive on it, but then you can, like, go pick it up at Walmart. So I'm not sure if it's actually exclusive, but I'm guessing probably. So it's pretty cool. I really like the minifigure. I think we've gotten a Sonic minifigure before from, like, Lego Dimensions or something like that. But yeah, it does look pretty cool. We got all the Chaos Rings, or the Chaos Emeralds, sorry. The one thing that I always thought was funny, this isn't Lego's fault, this is the game's fault, but they're all Chaos Emeralds, but they're all, like, different colors, and there's only one actual green, gem, that would be the emerald. But anyway, it's kind of cool. So there's 7 of them, all different colors, so you can display those on a stand. There's some weird ring things. I probably don't really know what I'm talking about here, because I've never played Sonic before. You know, I'm more of a Minecraft dude. But yeah. So yeah, it looks pretty cool. I gotta stop saying, okay. So there's different characters. We get, Sonic, obviously, with his custom molded head, which is pretty cool. I like the printing on the legs, too. Also looks really good. There's also Dr. Eggman with his Eggmobile. That's pretty awesome. And there is, and then there's also 2 other little thingamabobbers. I guess there's, like, a crab and some other weird bug. But those are pretty cool. There's a palm tree that comes with it. There's kind of like a bridge over a little bit of water. And I really like the texturing. My voice is cracking because I'm... So I really like the texturing with the dirt. I think that looks really cool, like with the brown, and then they kind of have like the reddish, the orange brown. So that looks pretty cool. So there's the palm tree, bridge. The whole grass is kind of made out of different pieces. And then there's a vertical loop for Sonic to zip through. That's kind of cool. So that just goes around. Then there's golden rings that he can, get, I guess. And then there's 2 little buildable TVs to pounce on, which are pretty cute. It's a pretty cool set. You can, you know, take it apart and kind of rebuild it different ways. But yeah, I'd say it looks pretty cool. I'm not sure if I'll get it. I'm more focusing on the Star Wars and the Lego, and Star Wars and the Minecraft, aspect of Lego sets, but, you know, I might end up getting it, so it's pretty cool, this will probably be a little shorter episode. There's a few, Lego sets that are coming soon, the Lego City sets that I forgot to mention, that are on here, and so there's the Rocket Launch Center for $149.99 on Lego.com. This looks pretty cool. I do like when they do, like, their rocket ones. I think those do look pretty cool. So that's coming soon. It comes with the rocket, all this different stuff. And then there's also the Lunar Research Base for $120. $119.99 if you want to be exact. So that looks pretty cool. And then we have... I think these are both new, but at least I haven't talked about them yet. So, we got 2 new, like, books. So, those are kind of cool, you know, they're basic books. Is there really anyone who's, like, younger than 5, who, older than 5, who's gonna read Lego City Busy Word Book? I don't think so. But yeah, they have 2, so that one's $15, and then they have the Build Your Own Adventure set. Those are not bad. I kind of do like them, because they come with, it's like the book, but then they come with, like, some minifigures or some build, so that's kind of cool. That's kind of what they did with the Yoda's Galaxy Atlas, is they came with a little minifigure. So anyway, this is kind of cool. Lego City, build your own adventure, catch the crooks. So, comes with a bunch of police minifigures, I think, and probably some crooks too. This is $25. I guess that is that for the sets. And, the last thing I want to talk about before I go today is the new things that they, have that are kind of not, like, they're not really, like, sets. They're kind of weird. So these are, like, kind of the wooden block storage things and just different, like, appliance things. I'm not exactly sure why they decided to do this. Honestly, I think they look pretty cool. I just think no one's gonna buy them because they're extremely overpriced. So these are literally, like, solid wood, oak, like, organizers and stuff. Like they're not, I really doubt they're fake. Like, I think they're, like, actual, like, real wood, which is pretty impressive. But it also means they're really expensive, since they're kind of, like, handcrafted, I guess. Or maybe they're not necessarily handcrafted, but they're just expensive because they're made out of wood. And they're pretty big. So, we have two different bricks for, like, desk drawers. We got a 4. I don't know why they called it a 4, but it's a 2x2 brick. So it's like a little drawer. And it's same proportions as a Lego brick would be. They have one, so most of these boxes and things like this, they have one in light oak and one in dark oak, so different colors. And I noticed dark oak tends to be more expensive if there is a price difference. So the light oak one of this 2x2 brick is $129.99, so about $130. And so is the 2x2 brick. And we also have a 2x4, which is called Wooden Desk Drawer 8. So I guess they don't really care about what the actual thing is called. They just call it whatever how many studs there are. So this retails for about $200 for the light oak and $220 for the dark oak for the 2x4, sorry. So those are both of the desk drawers. And then we also have some other things. This is a kind of a 1x6 brick. It's a wooden book rack, so that's kind of cool. The light oak one is $120, and the dark oak one is $140. So that's kind of cool. Once we have that, then they also have like little wooden wall hangers. So these are like kind of just a stud, and they're different sizes. So I'm not sure if they're like. I think they're, like, in proportion, but they're not all the same size. So there's, like, a small one, a medium one, and a big one. So that's kind of cool. So there's, like, a set of 3. So both the light oak and dark oak, those are both $99.99 on Lego.com. And I think lastly here, we have the wooden picture frames. So those are kind of cool. I think this is modeled after, like, the... It's like the 1x4x5, I think. 1x4x5 frame for a window. But it's a picture frame, so that's kind of cool. The light oak one is $90, and the dark oak one is $100. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm not exactly sure why they decided to do this, but, you know, probably a few people will buy them. I doubt that many people will be able to buy them, though, just because, you know, they're really expensive, and you could... They look nice, but you could just go, like, paint some plastic. I know it wouldn't look as good, but I just think probably people aren't going to be, like, having all of their storage just be, like, these really expensive wooden desk drawers. But, you know, that's just what I think. So we'll have to see. But, that is it for the Lego sets I'm going to talk about for today. As far as the music today, I wasn't exactly sure what to do since I wasn't doing either Minecraft or Star Wars specific. So I was just playing some random lo-fi hip-hop music. But yeah, so Let's see, is there anything I want to talk about? You know, I haven't really, like, updated you guys on any of my podcast stats, but so far, I think I have about 140 plays total for, like, all of my, episodes, and, Anchor says I have about 10 listeners, so, you know, I wasn't expecting anything big, but thank you very much for everyone who's listening. I wasn't, like, planning on doing anything big. It's just another type of, you know, it's just another way to make content, that's different from video. So I just, yeah, and it's just a little easier, but, yeah, I'll hopefully keep doing this podcast. Not exactly sure what I'll do next time. Nothing planned, but, you know, I'll probably find some fun subject to talk about, don't know why I had the accent thing there. I guess that is it for this episode. If you want to go check out my, YouTube channel, it's just Fox Bricker Studios, just like my podcast name. And, let's see, if you want to leave a review, you can do that on Apple Podcasts or, wherever else you can leave a review. I think Apple Podcasts is actually the only place you can leave a review, but anyway, so that, and if you want to subscribe for more episodes, more will be definitely coming out soon. And, I guess that's it. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.